Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I guess it's not playing taps. Welcome to the Spirit of America party. Okay, we'll give you Allentown. Son likes the whistle. How you doing tonight? Welcome to the Spirit of America and the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. If you want to get the one a book that will make your day that you can read in layman's terms, get the Spirit of America Party book. It'll give you some chuckles. It'll break your heart, and it will wake you up to the fact that we're losing our country. This is it. After all Obama has done to us, he has managed to secure a Virginia for the Communist Party. It is really sad. It is really sad. Robert E. Lee must be heartbroken tonight, who was a very good man. And of course, the communists will tell you he was evil because he represented slavery. When he became the commander of the Confederate forces, he freed all his slaves. And after the war was over, one Sunday in a church, a black man went up to receive a communion, and the congregation was very upset about it. And all of a sudden, a white man went up and stood next to him to receive communion, and that white man was Robert E. Lee. So don't let the communists tell you that Americans are all bad, because it's not true. So having said that, I just thought I'd let you know that we have a cover-up king in the White House, and we're in trouble. And there are politicians who are senators and congressmen who are losing touch with the common people. They're caught up in this Washington charade, this Washington orgy of lobby money, inside trading, and what's in it for me. And we got to put an end to it. Hillary Clinton's minions spent $15 million over Cuccinelli to secure the state of Virginia. And they bought a lot more votes and airtime and lie time than Cuccinelli could afford. So we're in trouble. We're losing our country. And don't be surprised if they turn around and sell it to a foreign power. They don't put anything beyond these rats. I came across an old email that I did on the 19th of September, 2012. And the title of it is, I thought I'd share it with you, 60 Minutes Won't Do a Special on the Loss of SEAL Team 6. I watched the 60 Minutes and the interview of the SEAL who wrote the book to stop both parties from misinforming the public. Imagine those great Americans arrived and killed, photographed, cleaned, and bagged Bin Laden in half the time it takes to watch 60 Minutes. The biggest disgrace was the Pentagonian candy-ass spokesmouse who had a sissy fit over the book, lying that this Navy SEAL breached the confidentiality agreement. Sissy Boy, drying his eyes, said the book was to be sent to the office for approval, and Hollywood editing, making Obama the hero. No mention that Valerie Jarrett, who everybody now says runs the White House, postponed the mission 3 months in a row in order to give Bin Laden a chance to escape. Clinton gave him 2 chances, and it killed the Democamos to kill Bin Laden. One side note on that, what was I going to tell you, lying to his Navy SEAL? Leon Panetta then went and told Al-Qaeda who it was that killed Bin Laden. Yes, it's SEAL Team 6, and you can go after them. Yeah, never before in the history of the SEALs did they ever announce the team that took out a terrorist. But Obama wanted to make the movie, I Killed Bin Laden, and Bush couldn't. Yeah, and I blame Bush for not killing him, because Bush put out the press early on in the game that the Bin Laden was not the target, it was Al-Qaeda. And that Bin Laden, if we didn't get him, it was no big deal, which was a big BS story. So when it comes to BS stories, these guys are in competition with each other. The news of his death was leaked late at night quietly to stave off a month of celebrations. They leaked it on a Sunday night at 10 o'clock. So that if they had leaked it on a Friday night, it would have been party time for the whole weekend. Political correctness, which is another word for communist editing, did not want to offend the good Muslims who were rooting for Bin Laden. Remember Candy Day on 9/11? The CBS anchor, or millstone, depending on how you look at it, was shocked to learn that the SEALs napped on the way to the hit. That's not how Rambo would do it, or Jabba the Hutt. Then CBS man tried to entrap that great American into saying something that could be used in a lawsuit. Let's see, Obama's CBS sponsors do the SEAL Team 6 that was ambushed by the Taliban a couple of months later. Oh, let's see Obama's CBS sponsors do the SEAL Team 6 that was ambushed by the Taliban a couple of months later. You won't see that story. That is sealed tighter than Obama's Communist College records and pay stubs. Would you like to meet them? It'll cost you one prayer. We got to do a prayer for them. Eternal Father, strong to save, hear us when we cry to thee. Pentagon releases names of those killed in Afghanistan. Crash? Crash? Nice cover-up. Meet the NATO troops. The Pentagon has now officially released the names of the 30 service members killed when their helicopter was shot down this past weekend in Afghanistan. Included are Jacksonville native Chris Campbell, as well as four airmen from Fort Bragg. The following sailors assigned to the East Coast-based Naval Special Warfare Unit were killed. Lieutenant Commander Jonas B. Kelsall, Shreveport, Louisiana. He was 32 years old. Special Warfare Operator Master Chief Petty Officer Louis Langlais, 44, of Santa Barbara in California. Special Warfare Operator Senior Chief Petty Officer Thomas Ratzlaff, 34 years old, of Green Forest, Arkansas. Explosive Ordnance Disposal Technician Senior Chief Petty Officer, Expeditionary Warfare Specialist and Freefall Parachutist Craig M. Vickers, 36, of Kokomo, Hawaii. Special Warfare Operator Chief Petty Officer Brian R. Bill, 31, of Stamford, Connecticut. Special Warfare Operator Chief Petty Officer John F. Foss, 31, of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Special Warfare Operator Chief Petty Officer Kevin Houston, 35 years old, of West Hyannisport, Massachusetts. You never heard these names before. They can't even say four names when they announce the Benghazi murdered. They say the ambassador and three others. Special Warfare Operator Chief Petty Officer Matthew D. Mason, 37, of Kansas City, Missouri. Special Warfare Operator Chief Petty Officer Stephen M. Mills, 35, of Fort Worth, Texas. Explosive Ordnance Disposal Technician Chief Petty Officer Nicholas N. Null, 30, of Washington, West Virginia. Special Warfare Operator Robert R. Reeves, 32, of Shreveport, Louisiana. Special Warfare Operator Chief Petty Officer Heath M. Robinson, 34, of Detroit, Michigan. Special Warfare Operator Petty Officer First Class Derek Benson, 28, of Angwin, California. Special Warfare Operator First Class SEAL Parachutist Christopher Campbell, 36, of Jacksonville, North Carolina. All the ones I mentioned above were all SEALs. Information Systems Technician Petty Officer, Expeditionary Warfare Specialist, Freefall Parachutist, Jared W. Day of Taylorsville, Utah. Master-at-Arms Petty Officer, First Class, John Duendada, 26, of Sioux City, Nebraska. I've got a picture of all these guys in a collage, and you can see John Duendada, and he's got on his wedding tux. And you can see the arm of his wife. That's all you can see is her arm on his. cryptologist, technician, collection, petty officer, first class, expeditionary warfare specialist, Michael Strange of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He was 25. And his father and mother have been on a couple of talk shows. They do not speak very highly of the great liar. Special warfare operator, petty officer, first class, SEAL enlisted surface warfare specialist, John Tumelson, 35 years old, of Rockford, Iowa. Special warfare operator, petty officer, first class, Aaron Vaughn, 30, of Stuart, Florida. And special warfare petty officer, first class, Jason Workman, 32, of Blanding, Utah. The following sailors assigned to the West Coast based the Naval Special Warfare Unit were killed. Special Warfare Operator Petty Officer First Class SEAL Jesse Pittman, 27, of Ukiah, California. And Special Warfare Operator Petty Officer Second Class Nicholas Spihar, 24, of St. Paul, Minnesota. The soldiers killed were Chief Warrant Officer David Carter of Centennial, Colorado. He was assigned to the 2nd Battalion, 135th Aviation Regiment out of Aurora, Colorado. Chief Warrant Officer Brian Nichols, 31 years old, of Hayes, Kansas. Sergeant Patrick D. Hamburger, 30, of Lincoln, Nebraska. He was assigned to the 2nd Battalion. Sergeant Alexander Bennett of Tacoma, Washington, 24 years old. He was assigned to the 7th Battalion, 158th Aviation Regiment. He's from New City, Kansas. Oh, that's where his organization is, New City, Kansas. And Specialist Spencer C. Duncan, this one's a heartbreaker, 21 years old, of Olathe, Kansas. Airman assigned to the 24th Special Tactics Squadron at Pope Field were killed. Tech Sergeant John W. Brown at 33. Staff Sergeant Andrew Harville. Brown is from Tallahassee, Florida. Harville is from Long Beach, California. He was 26. Tech Sergeant Daniel Zerbe, 28, of York, Pennsylvania. That's a lot of great Americans who will not be spreading their genes to another greater generation. But we got plenty of bad seeds all around the land infecting freedom. Did Obama tell us about this loss? Why are the 2,000 dead Americans on Obama's Afghan watch classified as NATO troops? Are they being buried in Holland? Why are we allowing the coalition of the willing Afghans to backshoot 39 NATO troops, that's up to 51 now, arriving at Dover Air Force Base for 50 state of forwarding? If we are giving mom a flag instead of a son, at least say the word American. When you say the green is fighting the blue, remember the blood being spilled is red, white, and blue. Show a little respect for the Americans. Stop trying to sanitize your defeat. Bush lost 461 in 8 years. It's okay to say you're losing. We can adjust. We know the run out is going to be a turkey shoot. Just don't hide the truth. Send General Allen home and give us a winner. And they got General Allen. He's no longer there. He was an apologist. Not just as someone who knows how to say Salaam Alaikum. Instead of turning Gitmo prisoners loose to return to kill again, how about you turn the Fort Leavenworth Americans loose convicted on phony Pentagon charges by ACLU plants with no combat experience? Start with pardoning Lieutenant Behenna, Sergeant Derek Miller, Sergeant Evan Vela. Their families are in financial prison and the Heartbreak Hotel, also without the head of the household who thought he was serving his country. In closing, let me say, space exploration is a military mission. He who controls space rules the world or defends it, and we are the only ones who defend freedom. Check the record. And that's a recap from September a year ago. And that body count is now up to about 2,500. And every Taliban, every Al-Qaeda, every Shahab, they're all going to be in Afghanistan for the American runout. And if Obama can leave two behind to die after two were murdered, he can leave a whole division behind to die. Maybe it'll be like a peace offering. So we got to pay a tribute to those guys. Let me see if I can find the tune that would be appropriate for them. They were Navy SEALs, right? We'll give them the Navy Obama got elected. He took office in, what, January 2009. He had the House, the Senate, and he had himself, and he was picking three for the Supreme Court. That was the time to ram home health care. And Nancy Pelosi said, sign it and we'll read it afterwards. Would you buy a house without walking inside and doing a physical? Would you buy a car? The guy says, look, just pay for the car and you can find out how it works afterwards. Why would you do that to a health care plan? And all you students out there that thought Obama was going to give you free lunch, you're now getting ready to pay insurance money. And you're going to pay for diseases you'll never get. Yeah, like pregnancy, you guys. Yeah, unbelievable. It is really terrible. The race in New Jersey was a shoe-in for Jumbo. And he is very clever. He's very good. He knows how to play the people. He is sharp. He is really sharp. He's going to go for the presidency. And his claim to fame is going to be, I can bring both sides of the aisle to my victory. And he can. And, of course, there'll be certain things he gives up quietly, like freedom. But the worst enemy that surfaced to do the most damage is the Republican Party, the RINOs. I flash back to Christine O'Donnell, who was up against bribe taker and an inside trader. Stock tips are a bribe, in case you didn't know it. And a flag burner and a baby killer. And poor little Christine O'Donnell, they accused her of witchcraft. They Sarah Palin'd her. She didn't have a chance. And Karl Rove finished her off. The rhinos are the biggest threat to freedom. It's not the demo camos. We already know. If you're trapped in a room with a demo camo and a cobra, who do you kill first? You kill the demo camo, because you know what the cobra will do. Yeah, unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. And there's poor people out there. Somebody called me today. They're looking for Jimmy from Brooklyn. They miss him. They miss Bob Grant. We fear the worst for Bob Grant. We fear the worst, and we pray for Bob Grant that God takes good care of him. And the big complaint now is everybody who used to listen to Bob Grant, all they get are vitamin shows. They don't want vitamin shows. And ABC is losing their Sunday market. And they don't have to. And after this show, I'm going to give them a tickle and tell them, come on, you know, I'll fill in until you get somebody. I'll start the revolution. That's what they're afraid of. They're afraid some conservative is going to say, to arms, and then the Gestapo will come in and arrest the ABC executives for sponsoring anarchy. Anarchy is already in charge, my friends. Somebody sent me a video of the bombing at the Marathon up in Massachusetts, and they said that there was an abnormal amount of SWAT teams up there and that there were special ops up there, black ops they call them, and Blackwater. And they were up there with Geiger counters looking for radioactive dirty bombs. And they declared martial law. And they showed pictures like one girl come to the door of a house and there's eight troops with flak jackets on and they tell, come out, come out. How would you like to come to your door and see eight American soldiers, huh? Waiting for you to come to the door, to pull you outside. They had another guy on the floor. He had red hair, and they had him, they were putting the elastic cuffs on him, and he was face down. And somebody said, that's a rehearsal for martial law, and they declared martial law up there. That's a rehearsal for when Obama declares martial law in the country. It's going to be interesting, but I got good news for you. I do have good news for you. I got to dig it out. I just got the flash. I'm going to give you a tune, and we'll... Oh, that's a big tune. I can't give you that one. Oh, that's a nice one. Let me see if this one plays. If it turns out to be a...
Warning, this MP3 yeah. Download is illegal.
Thank you. The KGB got me. Yeah, here's one. This is in Latin. And you didn't go to church this weekend because you're watching the football. You're watching Green Bay get creamed.
O salutaris hostia, quae celi pandis hostium. Celi pandis ostium. uccide termino, non vi sono in patria.
That's the Latin version, written by St. Thomas Aquinas. I never knew this, so I'm passing on information I learned late in life. Now you're ahead of the game. You're playing Trivia Pursuit. You can blow everybody's mind. And the English translation to that, they have a literal translation, which says, in other words, it's exactly the English for the Latin. It's O Salutary Victim, who expanded the door of heaven. Hostile wars press, give strength, bear aid to the tribute to the Triune Lord. May there be everlasting glory, that life without end he to us give in our homeland. Amen. Now the verse rendering is a little more polished. O saving victim, opening wide, and the victim is Jesus Christ, the gate of heaven to us below, our foes press hard on every side, your aid supply, your strength bestow. Can you see a guy in combat taking all kinds of fire? Can you hear him saying that prayer in his head as he's returning fire? Our foes press hard from every side, your aid supply, your strength to bestow. What is he not supposed to say that under the laws of communist separation of God and country? To your great name be endless praise, immortal Godhead, one in three. O grant us endless length of days in our true native land with thee. Amen.
So, having said that, you just got your religion class for today, and I saved your soul. You're going to heaven.
And this is the article that got me all charged up today. You know, everybody's talking, oh, you know, the guy went into the mall and he shot himself. He killed himself. And then another guy went in and shot the TSA people in the airport. We got to take the guns away from everybody in this country, and then we can have peace. Okay, that's a good idea. Start with the ghettos. You going to go? Who's going to go? Oh, I'm not going. What do you think? They couldn't pay me enough to go there. I don't even live with those people.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I keep them out of my neighborhood. We bid them out. Yeah, we have a gated community. But I'm for equal rights.
Yeah, sure you are. Okay, America's hunters. So they're going to take away the guns from all the good people. There's 20 kids that died up in Connecticut that would have had a chance if there were two armed guards in that school. But people, liberals are diehard fools. They would say, the one that gets me is the saying that they have. This saying is typical liberal, and a liberal to me is a communist. Okay. Better 100 murderers go free than one innocent man be found guilty and executed. Well, how about we take those 100 murderers that you want to set free and send them over to your house? And when they get a little bit antsy, you could entertain them. So, you want to know about gun confiscation in the United States? It will be a civil war. And initially, Obama will get 5%. And the word will be spread throughout the land that he's making a run for everybody's gun. And it's a communist coup d'etat. And here's what he's going to run up against. America's hunters, pretty amazing. The world's largest army. America's hunters. I had never thought about this. A blogger added up the deer license sales in just a handful of states and arrived at a striking conclusion. Now, these are deer license sales. These are only the guys that hunt deer. There were over 600,000 hunters this season in the state of Wisconsin. Allow me to restate that number.
600,000 hunters this season in the state of Wisconsin. Over the last several months, Wisconsin's hunters became the eighth largest army in the world. More men under arms than in Iran. More than France and Germany combined. These men deployed to the woods of a single American state, Wisconsin, to hunt with firearms, and no one was killed. That number pales in comparison to the 750,000 who hunted the wood of Pennsylvania and Michigan's 700,000 hunters, all of whom have now returned home safely. Toss in a 250,000 hunters in West Virginia, and it literally establishes the fact that the hunters in these four states alone would comprise the largest army in the world. And then add to the total number of hunters in the other 46 states, it's millions more. The point? America will be forever safe from foreign invasion with that kind of homegrown firepower. Hunting, it is not just a way to fill the freezer. It is a matter of national security. That's why all enemies, foreign and domestic, want to see us disarmed. Food for thought when next we consider gun control. Overall, it's true. So if we disregard some assumptions that hunters don't possess the same skills as soldiers, the question would still remain. What army of 2 million would want to face 30, 40, 50 million armed citizens? If you agree, as I do, pass the good news on. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. We don't have time to be a politician, and we'll all stay free. Yes, the Second Amendment, the greatest gift Americans ever got. If you don't believe me, just get out some of those old World War II movies with people with suitcases waiting at the train station to go into cattle cars. And the officer in charge says, just leave the suitcases. They take up too much room. You'll get them later. Yeah. And you know about Joseph Stalin, right? He didn't trust anybody, killed his entire officer corps. And then he killed 6,000 Polish officers in the Katyn Forest, took them for a walk in the woods, and he killed them all. And he killed 12 million Ukrainians, and they didn't have guns. You know what they had? They had food. So he took their food away. You know how he took their food away? At gunpoint. Yep, so that's our little lesson for today, and now we'll go back to the studio, studio, and we're almost out of time. Oh, I got 21 minutes left. Hey, that's not bad. Okay, we'll come up with other things to talk about. You want to go back to Christmas of 2003? It's 7 minutes. I'm going to cut it short.
What good is it?
What good is music? What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just get that rhythm, everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Did I finish? I just stepped away, and I'm back to play. Okay. In my book, The Spirit of America Party, I have copied in the last chapter, in the epilogue, the 45 goals of the Communist Party. Okay. And I'm going to read them to you. It's like a little refresher. Somebody else I mentioned this to, he also reviews them from time to time. This is from The Naked Communist by Cleon Skousen. And here are the 45 goals. U.S. acceptance of coexistence as the only alternative to atomic war. 2. U.S. willingness to capitulate in preference to engaging in atomic war. Is that what Obama's setting us up for? 3. Develop the illusion that total disarmament by the United States would be a demonstration of moral strength. Is that what Obama is setting us up for? Permit free trade between all nations regardless of communist affiliation and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. Is that what Obama's setting us up for? Extension of long-term loans to Russia and Soviet satellites. We have loaned money to Russia, or actually we've given them money, and given money to Soviet satellites to give up their weapons of mass destruction. 6. Provide American aid to all nations regardless of communist domination. Is that what Obama is setting us up for? 7. Grant recognition of Red China, admission of Red China to the UN. That was done a long time ago. Jimmy from Brooklyn says Kissinger and Nixon did that. 8. Set up East and West Germany as separate states in spite of Khrushchev's promise in 1955 to settle the German question by free elections under supervision of the UN. Oh, how the communists love the UN, huh? Prolong the conferences to ban atomic tests because the United States has agreed to suspend tests as long as negotiations are in progress. 10. Allow all Soviet satellites individual representation in the UN. 11. Promote the UN as the only hope for mankind. The day American troops are under the authority of the UN, That is the day the American Revolution begins and ends with the destruction of our enemies. If its charter is rewritten, demand that it be set up as a one-world government with its own independent armed forces. Some communist leaders believe the world can be taken over as easily by the UN as by Moscow. Sometimes these two centers compete with each other, as they are now doing in the Congo. I don't think that the headquarters of the International Communist Party will be in Moscow. I think it will be in Washington, D.C. Resist any attempt to outlaw the Communist Party. Here's the one. Number 13, do away with all loyalty oaths, especially so help you God. 14, continue giving Russia access to the U.S. Patent Office. 15, here's the one they have just accomplished in 2008. Capture one or both of the political parties in the United States. They have the entire Democrat Party, and the rhinos are drifting over. I call the rhinos Democrat reservists. Use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. Use technical divisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions, like churches, by claiming their activities violate civil rights. 17, get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum. Get control of teachers' associations. Put the party line in textbooks. Let me do 17 again. Get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum. Get control of teachers' associations and put the party line in textbooks. I got a bulletin from a Catholic religious institution today, and they say that the Catholic colleges are totally infiltrated. And they listed four events that would repulse any Catholic. 18, gain control of all student newspapers. 19, use student riots, Occupy Wall Street, to foment public protests against programs or organizations which are under communist attack. 20, infiltrate the press. The only thing that's left is Washington Times. That's it. Get control of book review assignments, editorial writing, policy-making decisions. And don't forget all the writers are for communist comedy. Gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. You already got that. CNN, the Communist News Network. ABC, always be communist. NBC, nothing but communists. Gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. Back to Walter Cronkite. 22, continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. An American communist cell was told to eliminate all good sculpture from parks and buildings, substitute shapeless, awkward, and meaningless forms. 23, control art critics and directors of art museums. Our plan is to promote ugliness, repulsive, meaningless art. Oh man, we got a ton of that. 24, eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and the violation of free speech and free press. Let me do 24 again. Eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and the violation of free speech and free press. 25, break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. And what's the number one book that women are reading? 50 Shades of Grey. 26, promote homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. 27. Infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. Discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch. There's a lot of dead people in this country today that could have used a religious crutch, especially the ones that are committing suicide. They will, especially Hollywood people, they turn to drugs, they turn to all kinds of perversion. They put themselves in the hands of people who use them. They spend $500 an hour on a couch with a shrink who is crazier than them. But they never turn to God, which costs nothing. Here's 28. They're doing this. They're working on this right now, real extra hard. Eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in the schools on the ground that it violates the principle of separation of church and state. They've even changed the word of and substituted from. They don't want you to have morals. Discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, out of step with modern needs, a hindrance to cooperation between nations on a worldwide basis. I was doing the least religious countries in the world, or the most atheistic countries in the world. I forget what it was. But you know who came up on the top 10? Sweden, Denmark, and Norway. There were three of them, and they all got crosses on their flags. And France was one of them also. So, let me see. Discredit. Oh, and you know what the number one atheistic city in the United States is? You're not going to believe it. Brattleboro, Vermont. Discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate, and I said that one already. Discredit the American founding fathers, present them as selfish aristocrats who had no concern for the common man. Let's compare them to the Bolsheviks who took over the Soviet Union, murdered every man, woman, and child in the Romanov family, and threw their bodies down a mine shaft. Is that how you want your government to begin? Belittle all forms of American culture and discourage the teaching of American history on the ground that it was only a minor part of the big picture. Give more emphasis to Russian history since the communists took over. More people know about the Battle of Stalingrad than know about the American Revolution. Support any socialist movement to give centralized control over any part of the culture, education, social agencies, welfare programs, mental health clinics. Oh, the communists love mental health clinics. They can commit anybody there. Gone forever. Eliminate all laws or procedures which interfere with the operation of the communist apparatus. Eliminate the House Committee on Un-American Activities. They did. It's gone. It's gone. There's no watchdog anymore. Discredit and eventually dismantle the FBI. Well, they all said J. Edgar Hoover was gay. Not that it mattered that he served his country for how many years? At least 40? Infiltrate and gain control of more unions. Well, they've done that with much success. Infiltrate and gain control of big business, and they've done that with much success. Transfer some of the powers. Look at GE, and GE is now China. Transfer some of the powers of arrest from the police to social agencies. Treat all behavioral problems as psychiatric disorders, which no one but psychiatrists can understand or treat. Dominate the psychiatric profession and use mental health laws as a means of gaining coercive control over those who oppose communist goals. Discredit the family as an institution. Encourage promiscuity and easy divorce. Success. Half the nation is divorced. emphasized the need to raise children away from the negative influence of parents, attribute prejudice, mental blocks, and retarding of children to suppressive influence of parents. So the family is the enemy of the Communist Party. Create the impression that violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects of the American tradition, that students and special interest groups should rise up and use united force to solve economic, political, or social problems. 43, overthrow all colonial governments before native populations are ready for self-government. 44, internationalize the Panama Canal. 45, repeal the Connolly Reservation so that United States cannot prevent the World Court from seizing jurisdiction over domestic problems. Give the World Court jurisdiction over nations and individuals alike. Yeah, what's her name? Bader-Meinhof up there in Ginsburg. She likes that idea. That's number 45. Check all the ones you think they reached and weep for your country and answer one question. How do you know you're not brainwashed? The three biggest enemies of America are the three Ds: drugs, divorce, and Democrats. A nation that gave up and banned cigarettes in great number could apply the same effort to weed and watch the crime rate, the divorce rate tumble so far down that cops would become Maytag repairmen. They are finding bodies of hookers in Long Island. All of them probably had to work for drugs. Look how much we are hurting. Isn't that sad? And now they've legalized it in Colorado with a 25% tax. Now, what do you think those people are going to do in Colorado? They're going to grow their own. You haven't done anything but make the problem worse. They're going to grow their own, and they're going to be in the business. And at night, when the roads are empty, trucks will be running up and down the highway, delivering weed, the untaxable weed, only 25%. Who's going to buy from the government when they can save 25% buying from Joe, who's got better blow? It's unbelievable, man. We're in trouble. Okay. We'll close with Is It Any Wonder?